Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I say it once again. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am your host, Evangelist Tashana Wiley. And you have reached I Am Royalty Show on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to come to you on today and let you know that I am so excited. And I'm excited about all of the things that God has done in our life. Hallelujah. On today, we're going to have a wonderful thing going on today. We're going to talk about different things on today, different topics on today. We're just going to talk about great things and the goodness of Jesus on today. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that on today is a day of destiny. Today is a day of purpose. Today is a day of peace, patience, and power on today. Today is the day of calling out things into existence, using things in your mouth, out of your mouth, and speaking things into existence on today. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God loves you on today. Hallelujah. God desires to hear your voice on today. Hallelujah. Today is a day of excellence. Today is a day of peace. Today is a day of all the great things that God has in store for you on today. Hallelujah. On today, we have a wonderful show on today. On today, I had a guest on today, and God bless me, everyone. Today, my guest is not able to tune in or to come in on today, but that's okay. That's all right. The show must still go on. We're still going to just talk about the greatness of Jesus. If anyone calls in on today, I would love for you to call in and just listen and tune in. The number is area code 917-889-7059, 917-889-7059. On today, I just want to start out just saying one of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 121 on today, so let everybody know that on today, all of your help comes from him. And it says this, I look unto the hills, which come to all of my help. My help come to the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. The one who watches over me never sleeps. The one who watches Israel never sleeps. The Lord stands beside my protector shade. The sun cannot harm me by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord preserves my life. He keep watches over me as I come and go both now and forevermore. Amen, amen. I just want to let you know on today that today is the day that all hopes and dreams and visions, it will come to pass. Today is a day to just trusting and believing in God. Proverbs 3, verse 4 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him all your ways so he can surely direct your path. So I want you to know that God is a God that does not lie. He does not fail, nor is the Son of Man that shall repent. If God said he's going to do it for you, trust and believe that he will do it for you. I want you to know on today that, you know, you're walking in your destiny. We're going to talk about that. It's one of the topics we're going to talk about today, walking in your destiny. And anyone out there listening, I want you to call in and come in, you know, and just listen, and, you know, about walking in your destiny. We have a caller on the air today. We have a caller on the air today, everyone, and they just called in, and we're going to ask them this question. Right now, we're talking about walking in your destiny. Caller, you on the air?
Yeah.
Hi. Who you are and where you calling from?
Missionary Bobby Smith from Las Vegas.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is my sister, everyone. You know, she did my first show with me, Missionary Bobby Smith. I want to say hi to all the listeners and the viewers out there.
Hello, everyone. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Missionary Bobby, I was just telling the listeners out there on today, and we have quite a few listeners listening right now, I was just letting them know that today is a day of excellence and peace and power, and today is the day that you can speak whatever you want out of your mouth on today. Today is the day of all hopes, vision, dreams to come to pass. I was letting them know that this is the month of appointed and anointed and accurate and adding and access granted and assurance and all the accomplishments and all the acknowledgments and all the great things of God. I was just letting them know that this is the month that you get it in no matter what. And I just want you just to share with them a little bit what God has done for you on this blessed month and what God you want God to do for you on this blessed month. Hallelujah.
Well, everyone, truly it is a blessing. God has really, really been doing some great things for me. He is dealing with me on different levels. He blessed me to move in a very wealthy place. I am
yes.
Las Vegas. I feel very good about it. He is just a prayer answering God, and that's what I love about God. You can pray for years for things, and Just when you think it's not going to happen, that's when God shows up and shows out. He showed completely out on where I'm living at now. I mean, the place is just gorgeous. It came fully furnished. It came with everything a person could want in a home.
Amen.
And I am just so overwhelmed by it. I just really, truly thank God for that. But this is the season to really get it in. This is anointed, appointed August. This is our season to get all that God has for us. And the main thing about what he's telling us is that we have to believe in him. And that's just something that, as me and Evangelist Tashana talked about, was how Chris Angel uses that. If only you could believe.
Amen.
This is what, you know, God wants us to get into that realm of. When you speak that thing and when you come to him, you have to have confidence that he's going to do whatever you ask for him in prayer. And that is something that I think we all should just get focused on and just really, truly, honestly, and sincerely go to God in prayer about these different situations that we're in. Because we face new situations on a day-to-day basis, and we need God every day. I mean, there is not a moment in our lives that we don't need him. And all
yes.
he wants us to do is to acknowledge him. God, I know that you can help me with this. God, I know you can work this situation out. I know you can. So God is still blessing his people. That's his whole idea. He wants to bless our lives. I don't think he would bring us this far just to leave us out here. I mean, he brought us 3,220 miles from our home.
You better say that.
To Las Vegas. And he has really been prospering us. He's really, you know, it's this whole movement has been a walk of faith, honey. I'm telling you, I just love God and what he's doing. But the main thing that I want the people of God to remember is that we have to read the book. All our answers is in the book. And I know sometimes we may not feel like reading, but they have Bible CDs. They have things that you can buy. So, you know, if you're not a reading type person, you can go and listen to somebody else read. And you can take this stuff in because as long as you live, you're going to need God in your life. You're going to need his leadership. You're going to need his guidance. You're going to need his comfort. You're going to need his counsel. Everything that he is what we need. So we have to believe and stay focused on that. And one of the
yes.
things that Evangelist has been really dealing with me on as my mentor is just keeping the faith and working on myself and, you know, not being, you know, so quick to point out everybody else's wrong with how people may mistreat me. You know, it's always easy to cry the victim. And if you're so focused on being a victim, you're not focused completely on the victor, which is God. So
come on.
I have to really get myself in that position, and I'm quite sure a lot of us out there on the radio can agree with me that, you know, it's hard as times is in different areas of our lives that in this season we really need to put our eyes back on the prize, which is Jesus Christ, and try to get it in with him because he is the answer to all of our prayers. He's the only one that can work out our situations. These battles that we fight here on this earth are not ours. They are God's. And whenever you're a child of God, you're not warring against flesh and blood with these men and women out here and these children of ours. These are principalities and high places, spirits of wickedness and high places. So we have to keep our eyes and our minds and everything else focused on the Lord because he's the only one that can fight our battles. He told us if we hold our peace, he will fight our battles. And
amen.
I've seen God work a lot of things out in that order. You know, I maybe want to have my say in the matter, but, you know, a lot of times when I just be like, oh, just forget about it, God works that thing out, you know, and he works it out for our good. You know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We have to know that. So in knowing all of these things, we have no other choice but to be more than conquerors through him that saved us. And I just
yes.
love what God has done for me. I love what he's doing for me and my family here in Las Vegas. And I just look for greater things from God because God is a God of progress. He wants us to move forward and not be stopped because there is
yes.
something in our futures and it looks much better than it looks right now. So I just
amen.
Want everybody to just continue to just be encouraged. You know, I know it's easier said sometimes than done, but just please remember that there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper. No weapon. It don't matter who it's coming from, where it's coming from. You know, you got the victory in the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. Amen, amen. That was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I see you guys logging in and listening. I thank all of you for logging in and listening to I Am Royalty Show on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you guys for just these last month or so you've been listening in. I love you guys. I love all you viewers. I would not even have this show if it was not for God and you, the people, because you are the people that God wants us to speak to and to talk to. And on today, well, actually, Mr. Abadi kind of covered one of the questions and topics we were talking about, and that was walking in your destiny. And she kind of, like, touched base on the purpose, too. But I want some of you listeners out there, you know, to either text me, IM me, or Yahoo Messenger me. Some of you guys know my Yahoo Messenger like you did last show. Call in 917-889-7059. I want you to just, I'm going to ask you everyone out here this question. I'm really going to ask Missionary Bobby since she's on the air. I want to ask you, do you know your purpose? And if you know your purpose, what is keeping you from walking in your purpose? And I'm going to ask you all that again, viewers and listeners. Do you know your purpose? And if you know your purpose, what is keeping you from walking in your purpose? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Call in and answer the question if you can. Text in, IM me, whatever you choose to do. I would really love to know your answers. Missionary Bobby, can you answer that question for me?
Could you repeat it?
And say, do you know your purpose? And if you know your purpose, what is keeping you from walking in your purpose?
My purpose is to bring excitement and joy to the people of God and to share the love of Christ with them, to be God's healing elixir to the people through joyfulness and happiness. The only thing that could possibly hinder me from that purpose is myself, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, so I can't blame anybody else for my shortcomings or my failures or my downfalls. That's the whole purpose of being totally focused, knowing what God has called you to do, and literally doing it. The word of God says, be not ye a hearer of the word only, but be a doer of the word. So
Amen.
Once we get the hearing into our ears, it is up to us to do the doing. I feel that, you know, God has put such excitement and joyfulness and happiness in me. I've been that way all my life, and they usually, the saying says, smile and the world will smile back at you. But that's not always, you know, that's man saying. But, you know, what God has given me, usually whenever I'm joyful and I'm laughing and I'm having a good time, then everybody else around me does that because it's just the way it is. That's the way God wired me. To preach the gospel to the people of God is my purpose and that's what I'm walking in. I'm walking in that destiny to let the people of God know that there is hope. Yes, we fall down, but yes, we have to get back up. A saint is just a sinner that fell down and got back up. So, no, nobody's perfect. And we all have failed sin and failed short of the glory of God. But we got to keep it pushing. We got to keep it going out here. We have to keep moving and don't be stopped. We have to keep each other encouraged and inspired and motivated in the Lord, and that's the most important thing to me in my ministry is to just let people know that you're going to make it no matter how dark and gloomy it may seem. You know, that's life. You're going to go through things. But the thing of it is once that you have Christ in your life, God said, cast all your cares on me before because I care for you. You, all the stuff that we go through, we can't carry that stuff on us, but God has offered us help, and he just wants us to go come to him and give our cares to him. He said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. And it's just a wonderful thing to know that we have a God that watches over us and protects us and is telling us to come where he is and to lay our burdens down and let him take it. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, says the Lord. So that's why I'm here. That's my walking and my destiny and my purpose. It's to let the men, women, and children of God know that, you know, we have purpose out here. We have destinies, and God is going to let us all know what that is. He's going to let us know, and we're going to do what thus says the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Wonderful answer. Someone just IM me, and they don't really know what their purpose is. They said they're trying. They kind of can feel what their purpose are, but they don't really know. What I want to say to this person, I think it's TX1 for you or something. What I want to say to you is that all you have to do is see God for your purpose. The Bible says in James 1:5-7, if any man lack any wisdom, let him ask God for it. And when he asks God for it, he has to believe that God heard him to answer his prayer and asking for wisdom. And don't ask God if you're not sure that he's going to give you the answer. So whatever you want to know, what your purpose is in life, I promise you, I dare you. I challenge you to ask God what it is. And I promise you, sure the Lord lives, he will tell you what it is. And when he tell you what it is, I want you to research it, like get books, find other people in the Bible who, you know, walked in the same calling that God told you your calling is. Look on the internet and just work it from there. Start asking God to impartate the attributes of this gift inside of you. Ask God to put it in you so you can walk in it. Like with me, when I got saved 6 years ago, I didn't know. I was just basically thrown in the church. I didn't know what to do, how to do. The only prayer I knew was Our Father. And the only church I knew was the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I really didn't even know all of that. And so I didn't know what I know now. But God taught me. I asked God, you know, what is I'm here for? Because at the time, you know, I told many viewers about my testimony of the cancer. I didn't even know what I was still alive for and what God was sparing my life for. And he let me know that I was an evangelist. I was basically a prophet to the nation to speak into life and to people. So I began to look up and see what evangelists mean and who all of Bible's evangelists and what do they do and how do they do it. And I began to search and look on the internet. The internet will help you. I'm telling you, TX, the internet will help you. It helped me with a lot of things. It helped me even now. I thank God for the person that made the internet. I thank God for Bill Gates making Microsoft because it's so wonderful because internet is great. It's a great tool. And I'm telling you, get on the internet and search and find out who you are, what you are, whenever God tell you who you are. The Bible said in Jeremiah 1:4-5 that I knew you when I formed you in your mother's womb. I call you a prophet to the nation. He said, I call you to build some up and tear some down, to rise some and pull some out. So whatever God called you to be, he already called you that when you was a seed in your mother's womb. He called you that the whole time you was growing in your mother's womb. When you came out, the Lord, I have a website and everyone knows that, IamInRuby.me.com. Please, listeners, log into it. The Lord gave me Romans 8:28 that, you know, that purpose was in the womb with us. Everything that we are now, God put that in the womb with us when we was carrying it, was eating with us, feeding with us, crying with us. When we came out and because of the biblical cord, it was life with us. We made our first cry, our first walk, our first crawl, our first words. That purpose was with us. It was already in us. It just takes the Lord to activate it in us. So I just want you just to ask God in prayer. You know, if you think you can't hear him, get a piece of paper and an ink pen. That's the first step of you hearing God and write. After you pray, you wait about 5-10 minutes, meditate. Meditate is just being still, being quiet, and listening to the voice, the small, still voice of God, and begin to write. And whatever God gives you to write, you'll know that it's God because you will not write that on your own. And then you begin to study and research and meditate and apply that to your life. I hope that this really helped you, and I just hope that that you walk in your call, and I want you to call back in or IM me back in and let me know. Please let me know, TX, about, you know, what God has told you about the call in your life and, you know, what are you going to do and what are you walking in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The next question that we have for the show today is wealth. That's the main topic that this whole world, you know, saved and unsaved, free and unfree, whatever race, creed, or color, or gender you are, Wealth is really the issue of today, and God wanted me to talk about that and clarify on wealth on today. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:18 that God gives you the ability to obtain wealth. It also says in Proverbs 11:16 that beautiful women obtain wealth. And not only that, it says a violent man can also become rich. Okay, wealth is from God. It automatically comes before God. Whatever idea, vision, or dream, or any type of thing that God has given you, it's come from God for you to get the wealth. Wealth can be a lot of things, and God began to share with me on that on today, that whatever God had given you to do and you succeeded and you finish it and you accomplish it, that's wealth. Because God had given a lot of us, and including myself, and I know Missionary Bobby can even, you know what I'm saying, apply and agree with that, that God had given us a lot of things in life that we have not done, that we have not accomplished. Like God gave me so many songs to write and sing, I didn't do it, so many ideas on this and that, and then other people do it, and I'd be like, man, how do you do that? I just had that idea. Because when God figured that this is something that he told us to do, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And when we don't listen to God, you know, he gives an idea to someone else. So God gives you man, woman, or child, or teenager out there listening right now, he gives you the ability to obtain wealth. So whatever, if he gave you an idea to build a restaurant, get it, come on now, get it going. And perseverance is the key. With faith and perseverance, you can make it. It's the key to a successful life. Faith is the key to many doors to be open. Many doors are shut will come open. Many doors is open will become shut because it's the key. And perseverance along with faith is when you think you started and you don't finish it. It don't matter because finishing is way better than starting. So if you have those two things together as one, oh, baby, let me know, listeners, you will be successful in life. You will conquer all and you will win all because faith and perseverance is the key. Jesus already said that he has given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So we have the keys. We just have to use them and put them in the door and open them up so we can get this wealth. I mean, it's wealth in all types of ways. If you speak in the word of God to people's life, that's wealthy. If you have, if you got a job, that's wealth. If you got a house, that's wealth. If you got a car, that's wealth. If you got love in your life, that's wealth. If you got $20 in your name, that's wealth. Because a lot of people don't have that. See, God is teaching me to be thankful for what I have and stop complaining about what I don't have. Because if I'm thankful for the little that I have, he'll make me ruler of many. It's said in the book of Luke 6. So if God can't trust us with the little bitty things, God is not going to give us big and gigantic things. We have to be faithful and content in what we have so God can increase our capacity and give us what we don't have. And a lot of us out there, you know, we got it promised us and prophesied to us, and, you know, we know that we're called to be wealth. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I want you all, and I've been saying it, my sister, Missionary Bible Tab, has said for the longest, stop saying that you waited on God. No, listeners, I want you to read John 4 for yourself about the Samaritan woman. It says that Jesus stood there by the well waiting on her. He was waiting on her to be consistent and persistent in what she was doing on a daily basis. We're not saints. We're not waiting on Jesus or God. They're waiting on us. The Holy Spirit's already inside of us, so it's definitely already waiting on us because it's already living in us. Because out of it flows rivers of living waters. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever man thinketh, so is he. So we're not waiting on them. They're waiting on us to put to work to do what they call us to do. So I'm telling you in this season, in this year, in this month, whatever God has called you to do, I want you to start it. Even if you got to begin it, write on a piece of paper today. I want you to start doing whatever God has called you to do to obtain the wealth. If he called you to write a book, get to write it on a piece of paper. Do y'all not know, lady wrote Harry Potter. She started writing Harry Potter on tissue and on napkins. And when she got money to get paper, she put it on paper, and then she typed it on a typewriter and something in. And when she first something into a book publishing company, she only got $3,000. And by her being on welfare for all those years and being poor, it didn't matter to her. $3,000 a lot. But then they sold it to another company and wanted to increase her, and now she makes more than the Queen of England because she took time to start writing about that. If a woman, surely the Lord lives, if a woman can write books about witches and warlocks and dragons and magicians and all those things and become wealthy, struggle on this, what do you think God would do for you? If he had given you an idea, if there's an idea inside of you, people, I challenge you, I dare you to begin to start doing it, taking action on it today. I'm telling you, God told me to write the book, I wrote it. God told me to do this radio show, look at it. God told me to do the website, everything, whatever God tell you to do. It may not come in the timing that you want it, but just finish it. Just have the faith to take action to do it to obtain this wealth. And I'm here to tell you, when you accomplish it and when you finish, and if you say it is finished, you are completed. You are done with it. Now you can go on something else. Yes, the wealth may not feel like you wanted to, but you are wealthy in God's kingdom because you're doing something to help the children of God. I'm telling you, men and women of God that's out there listening right now, you are wealthy. Why are you wealthy? Because you have life, health, and strength, and the Lord's divine favor over your life. That prize you to be wealthy. You are joint heirs to Christ Jesus and heirs to the throne of Jesus Christ. You are kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places, walking in greatness and walking in your destiny. You are already wealthy. You are a king's kid, and kings can already obtain the wealth. So I'm trying to let you know right now, whatever dream or vision, whatever God has given you and told you to do to obtain this wealth, start on it today. Start on it this week. Start on this month, and I promise I'm going to get all types of testimonies and all types of calls and all types of IMs and emails and texts, because I know that you're going to finish it and you're going to succeed in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Missionary Bob, do you have anything to say about the topic about wealth? Missionary Bobby? Hello?
Lord, this is Sister Jean.
God bless you. God bless you. We got another call in. We got Evangelist Jean in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Evangelist Jean, I want to say hello to everybody and let them know where you're from or where you're calling from.
And hello, everybody.
I'm on top of the wealth right now.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm Evangelist Jean, and I'm calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were talking about the topic of wealth, and I was just sharing with the listeners about wealth and how God gives us the ability to obtain wealth and how the wealth, you know, that we have is beyond just money. You know, it's beyond helping the kingdom of God and walking in your wealth and helping God's people, and that won't ever God give us an idea to obtain the wealth. When we finish it and complete it and accomplish, we have already obtained the wealth then, because, you know, it's just such a blessing to do that. So do you want to share anything on the topic of wealth?
No, but I just what you said is so true, that wealth is more than just having money, you know. And so when you, you know, wealth is the spirit of God when you're walking in who you're in, who God has called you to be. That's a form of wealth. When the power of God, that the world's on the inside of you, to me, that's forever, you know, it doesn't just have to be money. So what you're saying is so true. You know, when you have the spirit of God, you might not have all the money in the world, you might not have everything that you want, but when you have the spirit of God, that the world's on the inside of you, when you're walking in your gift and walking in your calling, and you're doing and being what God has called you to do and to be, to me, that's a form of wealth as well. So, I'm just called to listen, and, you know, that's so true. That's so true. Actually, my pastor was talking about wealth, this past Sunday, and how, you know, it's not, it don't have to do with a whole lot of money. You know, the Bible says that money answereth all things, but wealth also, like I said, is a form of, it could be, you know, in the spirit as well than just money, than just your finances. So, and we need finances as well, you know, to be blessed and to do the things that we need to do for the ministry and for the people of God, and, you know, for ourselves, for our families. But it also is, like I said, when you're walking in the fullness of what God has called you to do and to be on in this earth. So just call to listen. And Holly, it's been a blessing. So I enjoyed the topic. I want to listen to the topic and hear what you're saying about wealth. And so it's awesome. I just want to listen. So.
Okay, hallelujah. Missionary Bobby, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. You have anything to say about the wealth topic before I go on to the next topic?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Lord says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest be prospered, even as thy soul prospereth. He wants us to be in good health. He wants what's best for us, and we just have to learn how to accept that and believe that God is blessing us to be wealthy people of God. We're King's kids. We belong to Christ, and everything that the Lord has, he tells us just to ask him, and it will be given unto us. And according to our faith, be it unto us. So if God said it, we can believe it. There's a thing that's, I have a book that says that men talk with a mighty influence, but when God speaks, things happen. And he spoke, and that's what happened. And we just have to keep that kind of faith and keep that mindset that God wants every one of his children to have the good of the land. The word says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So because we belong to Christ, everything that is Christ belongs to us as well. So we just have to keep that that mind frame that, yes, God wants us to be wealthy. Yes, God wants us to be in good health. Yes, God wants us to accept our work and enjoy our lots in life. And for all these things are gifts from God. And what I love about God is that before we were even created in our mother's womb and birthed into this world, God laid it all out for everybody that lives here. When we got here, we had air, we had water, we had food, we had clothes, everything we needed, transportation. We had all these things laid out for us. And that's the life that God wants us to have, a life of prosperity and great wealth and peace of mind.
Amen, amen. Wise, wise, wonderful answer. Somebody just wrote in to say Luscious. Luscious, I don't know what that is. But she just said that she's been struggling all her life with wealth, and it seemed like every time she moved forward in wealth, she falls back. Every time she tried to move there, she saved, she wanted to have to spend it on something. Is that most likely that she is a bad person? I want to say to you, Luscious, no, that does not mean you're a bad person. It just means that a lot of times the enemy attacks us at finances because he knows if he can keep us from getting what God has for us, he attacks us, and it's called the spirit of poverty. But we break that right now in the name of Jesus. I break it off your life that you have took the first step of faith by writing in that you want to save money. See, whatever God has for you is for you, and that no devil, no demon, no imps, no nothing can take that away from you. From this day forth, you will be able to save your money and do what God called you to do. But I want you, first of all, I want you to text me back and let me know if you have a relationship with God. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, it's not you're not going to be able to move forward. You can't move forward and don't be stopping that relationship with God. But if you have a relationship with the Father, which is in heaven, he will bless you. And every demonic, I just sense that every time you try to save, the enemy try to attack you. And I break all generational curses. I break it all spoken curse over your life. And everything that ever attacked your life, I break it right now in the name of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus covers you now. And that you will be a wealthy woman and be a queen with riches that God has called you to be. And I want you to write back in and let me know, do you have a relationship with God, and are you saved? And have you received Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? I want you to IM me back and let me know that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. That's the main thing, viewers, that the enemy tries to do. He attacks us with our finances because he knows that's the way of living in life. You know, God, and then, you know, you have to have money to pay your bills and do things like that. But if you trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but announce in all your ways, he surely will direct your path. It said, the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor on us. No good thing does he withhold from us. And that the Lord make us rich and have no sorrow with it. So we trust in the Lord. Psalm 37 said in a famine that we have more than enough. So in this famine times, in the times that people say we're in a recession, I don't say I'm in a recession. I say I'm in possession. I'm possessing the land flowing with milk and honey. I'm possessing everything that God said that I can have. If God says that I can have, I'm going to have. In this season, it's my time now. It's not my time next season, next two seasons, next three seasons. But I am walking in my harvest time right now. I'm walking in my favor right now. I'm walking in my riches right now. I'm walking in my royalty right now. I'm possessing my ruby right now. I'm walking in everything that God said that I can have right now. It ain't no ifs, it ain't no ands, it ain't no buts about it. It is finished, it is done, because the Lord's word promised are yes and amen. If the Lord say yes, I can have it, then Evangelist Tashana is going to have it right now. I'm not going to let no devil, no ifs,
no peoples, no places, no things hinder me anymore for what God has called me to do. It's a scripture in the Bible, and it's in the book of Romans. You ran well, but who hindered you from obeying the truth? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at the person that used to hinder me from obeying the truth because I used to listen to what people say. I used to listen to what the world and statistics say, and I look at my situation say, but the devil's a liar and a defeated foe, and the blood of Jesus against him. Who report am I going to believe? Am I going to believe God that said he's my shepherd, I shall not want? Am I going to believe God that said he's my Jehovah Jireh, my provider? Am I going to believe God who said that he'll give me more than enough? Am I going to believe God who said when I'm young, when I'm old, that I'll never see the virgin forsaken nor my seed begging bread? Am I going to believe God when he said I'll be successful everywhere and my good deeds will never be forgotten, that I can constantly trust the Lord to care for me, that I am confident and fearless and I can face my foes and triumph? Am I going to believe God when he said that he's my, he hides me in the secret place of the shadow of the Most High? And I'm going to believe God when he said I can look up to the hill which coming all of my head. I'm both shot. Did my heart come from the Lord who made the heaven and earth? Yes, that's who I'm going to believe. Who report am I going to believe? God cannot do nothing but fail. He cannot lie. He's not the son of man that shall repent. If God said it, he's going to make it good. He is faithful to all his promises and loving to all the one he has made. And I'm walking in, and I'm talking in, and I'm living in the now unto him, God, hold up both shit, who is able to do the seemingly and abundantly of all I to shine and ask to think according to the power that's working in me. According to the power that's working in me. See, God, let me know, everybody out there listening and saying, that the power is working in us. It's been there all the time. Just like I said on the mission that Bobby said, it was already laid out. He already declared a plan for our life. He already knows he's going to increase our capacity. He already knows he's going to bless us in all that he do. He already knows that we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The land is never going to be the ball. He already knows all about these things. It's already in us. It's already been in us. The kingdom of God is already here on earth. As it is done on earth, it's done in heaven. Oh, no, Bosha. He gave us the word of our daily bread. We got to trust him, faith. We got to believe him, faith. Everything is possible here if we believe. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So now, as of today, we don't have to think and believe that we cannot have, because we can have. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He owned a cattle on a thousand heads. Psalm 65 said, and God, I trust you, watch me afraid. And God, I trust, what can men more do to me? That's what we have to do. Trust the Lord. Believe the Lord. These are the disciples, such a little faith. Why do you doubt me? So in this season now, we have to stop doubting God. We have to believe in God and believe that he is everlasting. Believe that he is I am who I am. Believe he is the king of all the kings and Lord of all the lords. He is God of the money. He is God of the houses. He is God of the cars. He is God of love. He is God of whatever you need a job. He is God of whatever you want and desire. He is God of all of it. He is the leader. He is the head. We are his apprentice. We are his children. And if he is the head of everything, then we receive an inheritance. He said, such a little thing. He said, you earthly me, parents. Give your children gifts. How much more do you think your heavenly father give you if you just ask him? So in this season, I'm walking in, and I want everybody else to walk in with me so we can get this together. Walk in faith and not by sight. Walk in a now unto him, God, who is able to do exceedingly and exceedingly super fast and abundantly is overflow. Now it's time to be an overflow. If you want to be an entrepreneur, baby, think like an entrepreneur. Me, myself, I want to be a philanthropist. So you know what? I'm going to start acting and thinking like a philanthropist. You want to be a queen? Be a queen. I am. You want to be a king? Be a king. If you want to run in a nice car, start getting everything off of the car. You want to live in a nice house? Start preparing yourself, baby. Whatever you want to do, just start laying down and acting like you want to be today. Act like you said you deserve it. You deserve it. The confidence is already yours. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to his will, then we know that he hears. And so we know that he hears. We know that we have and receive whatever we ask for in prayer. So whatever we want God to do in this month, see, not next month, he's preparing us for next month. But in this month, whatever we want God to do for us in this month, speak it out of your mouth. Speak a word, that's a soul. Matthew 8:8, the Centurion soldier told Jesus, Lord, you know, you're not worthy to come in my house, but I'm a man of great power and integrity, that if I tell somebody to do it, they'll do it. If I tell them to go, they'll go. You just speak a word, Jesus. Oh, of course, shine it on, sir. You just speak a word, Jesus, and I know that it is so. And Jesus said, I never seen all faith like this in all of Israel. Go, and let it be according to you that your servant is here. And within the hour, see, it didn't take Jesus 2-3 days, 2-3 hours. Within 1 hour, 60 minutes, his servant was healed. Come on now. We need to start walking in that faith. Speak a word in itself. The man was listening to Jesus, said, Jesus, I know that you can heal me if you want to. And Jesus said, I want to be healed. And instantly the man was healed of leprosy. See, you got to come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I know. If you want to do this, you can do this. Bam, you got it. You got to come with some faith. They said, come boldly to the throne of grace. I looked up and wondered what boldly means. Boldly means to be confident, to be daring. Sometimes we got to be daring and talk to God. Sometimes we got to talk to God like we talk to people. Look, God, look, hey, I don't got time for this. Look, Lord, look, hey. I want this, and I want it out, and watch God do it. You know why? Because of your faith, because of your confidence. When Joshua told the Lord, son, be still, he didn't have time to pray all day. It had to happen right then, or he would have died in that son. When Samson was fighting, holding a bush, the Philistines, he had to say, Lord, you're going to let me die after that circumcised? And the water gushed out. He didn't have time. But what did David say? Lord, look, hey, they got my family in Ziklag, they got my kids, they got my son and stuff. Shall I pursue? And the Lord said, you shall pursue, and you shall recover it all. We ain't got time to say, we wait all day and years. We got to have faith and speak it out of our mouth and come boldly and watch God do the sin abundant in our lives. Hallelujah. I won't even plan on going that way, but I feel the Spirit tugging me. It's a lot of y'all out there, and I see all of you who are listening right now, and I thank God for you listening right now. I hope this show will bless your life. I hope this show will bless your soul. But in this season right now, God wants to see who is daring. He said the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. He wants to see you ready to work to get the harvest. He wants to see that you believe his word. It is 66 books in the Bible that you can read on a daily basis and trust God's promise. It is 66 books in the Bible that you can put in your spirit and watch God do it for you. He wants to be living scriptures. He wants to be living one. He wants this word to come to pass through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, saints, in this season, it is time now. Whatever you want God to do, the Bible says without vision that people perish. So if you want a truck, you get you some pictures of some truck, put it on your wall, put it in a paper, you can look at it every day and say, thank you, God, for this truck. Thank you, God, for this truck. You want a husband, you want a built body like a Jones, you get you a picture of a man built body like a Jones. Say, Lord, thank you. Ooh, I love you. Man, if you want a woman body built like a Jones, say, oh, thank you, Lord, I love you. If you want a house a certain way, put it up there. Say, thank you, Lord, God, I love you. If you want a whole bunch of money, you start this saving money or whatever, putting stuff up. Say, oh, Lord, I thank you. Whatever you want God to do in this season, you better start visualizing and speaking at your past. Because remember, whatever God told you is going to come to pass. And if you are a dreamer, trust me, all your dreams are going to come to pass, just like Joseph, just like Jacob, and just like Solomon. Trust me, if the Lord can bless Solomon in a dream to make him the most wealthy, the most wisest man to ever live, and no one else could ever live greater or wiser than him, sure the Lord will do it for you. If he could tell Nehemiah in a silent prayer, Nehemiah prayed and said, Lord, give me favor with this king, and it happens, surely he'll do it for you. If the Lord can have Hannah's soul, and she can't even speak out of her mouth, and the Lord gave her what she wanted, and even when she done her part, the Lord gave her more kids. Sure, the Lord will do it for you. And the Lord can do it for Esther and give her a husband who say, ask what thou will, Queen Esther, and if it means half of thy kingdom, I will surely give it unto you. Sure, the Lord will do it for you. So I want you right now in this season to walk in the faith, walk into the victory, and walk in the power that God has for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, everyone, Russia just, my God, Lord Jesus. She just emailed me back, well, I emailed me back, and she said, yes, she is in church. And thank you for the powerful prayer, woman of God. I am listening to you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, that's what it's all about. It's all about speaking life into people. It's all about prophesying to the dry bones until they can live. It's all about Santalita Kuma, get up. It's too much word of your life. You cannot die in this season, but you have to live and declare the works of the Lord and tell everybody all the wonderful things that God has done for you. It's about rolling away the stone and saying, Lazarus, come forth, and that you live. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, prophesying to the clouds until you see rain and see a cloud size of man's fist. And the rain pour on your life. That's what it's all about, saints. It's not about you, but it's about Jesus. It's not about you, it's about him who lives in you. He is able to do everything in your life. He is able to keep you. He loves you beyond measures. He loves you beyond you love yourself. You need to look in yourself in the mirror and say, self, I was created in his image. So I thank you, Lord, for creating something so great. Self, you are the righteousness of God. Self, your footsteps is ordered by your Lord. Self, your shadow is blessed. Self, you can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Self, the Lord God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Self, if you seek him first, his kingdom, all is righteous and all these things be added to you as well. So you don't have to worry about anything, but instead, pray about everything. Lay your prayer and supplication before God and your petition before God with the peace of God which passes all understanding and guards your heart. Say, self, I am more than a conqueror, Robo Shah. Self, I can lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. I can tell everything dead to come to life. And if I give, I receive. Self, I'm going to speak blessings out of my mouth. Self, I'm going to be still and know that he is God. And he is greater than anything that's in out there, the world that's in me, than he that's in the world. That's what you have to do. You have to see yourself the way God sees you. God sees you as his children, which are kings and queens, with riches, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. And God has chosen you to walk in destiny. God has chosen you to walk in excellence. God has chosen you to walk in power. And that you have the ability to obtain wealth. You have the ability to walk in perseverance. You have the ability to walk in prosperity. You have the ability to walk in power. It's already there inside of you. It's already there living in you. So I want you on today, because we got 10 more minutes. I want you on today to just walk in your calling, walk in your greatness, walk in your excellence, walk in your prosperity, walk in your peace, walk in your joy, walk in your jumping, walk in your leaping, walk in your liberty, walk in all the great things of God, walk in your finances, walk in your faith, walk in your favor, walk in your fruits, walk in the fire, walk in the blessings, walk in the bountiful, walk in the bounty, walk in the calmness, walk in the contentment, walk in the confidence, walk in all the things that's of God. I want you to do that on today. And next week, I want somebody to call in or IM or text in and let me know on Blog Talk Radio to let me know that God has done these things for you. Because in 7 days, just like he built the world, he's going to build you up. He's going to raise you up to be an army. He's going to raise you up to be a warrior for his kingdom, because he needs you for his kingdom. He needs you to speak life. There's so many people around us that don't have what we have, and they don't have the confidence we have. They don't have the faith that we have. And we, God wants to speak into their lives. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to let us know that he loves us and that he cares for us and that he gave us life and he came to give us life more abundantly and that we can walk in confidence in him and that we are royalty and he wants to walk in royalty. God wants to let us know that he loves us so much. He cares about us so much and he's taking us higher another realm. He's letting us fly like eagles. Some of us is flying so high above the earth that people be like, you just saw your head all in the clouds. Yes, your head in the clouds. That's what the Lord is. Your head can't be on earth because your head and your confidence is too far in God. So your head has to be in the clouds because that's where the Lord is. See, if you want to find the Lord, you can't be low, baby. Don't go shut it and say, you cannot be low. But if you want to find God, you got to be up high. You got to sit in high places. You got to sit in heavenly places. You got to have your hands up. You got to look your hands to the hands who come in your help, because that's where your help comes from. Your help don't come on the ground. Your help don't come down. Your help got to help hold your head up. And some of your head's been down too long, and God wants your head to be raised up, because it's the only way you can get your help. It's the only way you get your healing. It's the only way you get your deliverance. The only way you get your spiritual growth. The only way you get your spiritual blessings. The only way you can walk in your power and authority. You got to hold your head up. Hallelujah. You got to hold your head up, viewers. You got to hold your head up, listeners. You have to, because he loves you so much. He already got it laid out for you. His little life is laid out. Your plans is laid out. Everything he got planned for you. He knows all your plans. He knows everything he has for you. You're not by yourself. You're not forgotten. God knows your name. He will not allow nothing to happen in your life if you cannot bear it. That's what his word says. So if you're going through, you trust and believe, baby, you got the victory in the end, baby. Because, baby, the greater the test, the greater the blessing. The greater the pain, the greater the anointing. The greater the frustration, the greater the power. Baby, whatever you're going through right now, baby, you count it all joy, baby. Count it all joy, baby. Count it all blessing. Uh-oh, I'm going through this now. Okay, this blessing going to be like this. All right, I'm frustrated right now, so my anointing going to be like this. All right, well, I'm going through now, my power going to be like this. Oh, Lord, I know, Lord, that you got this wonderful woman for me because I'm going through all these bad women. Lord, I know you got this wonderful man for me because I'm going through all these bad men. Lord, I know I got a whole bunch of money coming because I can't never keep none. Lord, I know I got a bad car, because this car study messing up. Lord, I know this kid's going to be something great, because they're always getting on my nerves. Lord, I know, Lord, that I'm going to make heaven on the sick and they're going to fall out, because these people in the church is afraid of my anointing. I'm telling you right now, God got great things in store for you, and if you trust him, and you believe him, and you know that he is God, he will never leave you, never forsake you. He will always be there for you, and if when you pray, trust and believe me, he said in his words that he's been down to listen to you, and he hears and answers your prayers, and he put us in charge of everything he has made, and given us authority over all things. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we got 5 more minutes left in the show. I want to want Missionary Bobby and Evangelist Jane to say goodbye and just say a few things before we're off the air. Hallelujah. Is anyone there?
First of all, Sister Jane, I'm still here.
Hallelujah. You just want to say a little something before we got 5 more minutes left on the air?
I just want to say it's been a blessing. I just called in. I haven't been on here too long, but it's really been a blessing. I just want to say that even, I don't know if you ever talked, if you even said this, but Matthew 6 and 33 just lets us know that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so I just want to leave that with you. And when you're in God and when you're seeking God and when you're walking the right before him, that no good thing will he withhold from you. Be blessed.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, girl, you're confirming what I did say. Yes, God, hallelujah. Missionary Bobby? Yes, Lord, thank you for the confirmation. Missionary Bobby? Missionary Bobby? Okay, everyone, I'm going to try one more time. Missionary Bobby? Okay, everyone, well, I just want to let you know that it's been such a blessing and a privilege and an honor to be before you people on today. I thank God for all you listeners. You have tuned in. I thank God for you all. Let me know how you love the show. You let me know, leaving me messages, you love the show. And I thank you. I thank God for you. It's been a wonderful month coming before you people, the Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for Blog Talk. I thank God for the author to come on Blog Talk. I thank God for my spiritual sisters on here today, blessing the peoples and just being on here. I love you so much, people. I want you to know that you are kings and queens with riches. Sit in the heavenly places. I want you to tune in next week at the same time at 6 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in next week at 917-889-7059. You also can go onto my webpage, Blog Talk Listeners. You already know because you're listening right now. And you can download this episode. And even on the future, the past episode, you can download as well. And dial onto your computer or download it to, if you want to download it too. I thank God for all of you. I just want to let you know that you are royalty, you are rubies, you are rare jewels, you are walking in greatness and destiny, and that God loves you, and I do too. You're moving forward, you won't be stopped. There's something your future looks much better than it looks right now. Anything you want in this season, you take, you do not abstain yourself from joy. God gives you ability to obtain wealth. It's a good thing to receive wealth from God, and a good thing to joy too. Enjoy your work and accept your lot in life. It is a decent gift from God, and that God loves you, that everything goes your way now in this season, everything works out for your good, that you are all magnets for the blessing from God, and that God loves you. And I thank God for you, and I love you too. Walk in your destiny, purpose, walk in your wealth, walk in your love, life, walk in your confidence and royalty. And until next week, I'm Evangelist Tashana Wiley, and tune in again next week on the I Am Royalty Show. Have a blessed day. Bye.